time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. There was a wonderful article I recently read about Lady Margaret Thatcher, her history and her relationship with the various countries of the world, including the United States, and the presidents of this great country that she worked with. The history of her involvement in the politics of Great Britain was extremely interesting. In 1949, Lady Thatcher was a 23-year-old unmarried woman, and her name was Margaret Roberts. She was elected to Parliament as a Conservative candidate for the first time that year. She was an economic conservative as well as a political conservative, and in the general election in 1979, she won and became Prime Minister. She preached that the household, and most particularly the woman who runs it and runs the weekly budget, knows that you cannot ultimately spend more than you earn and you must provide for a rainy day. In 1979, inflation was rampant and excessive government borrowing and spending had become the norm. Margaret Thatcher was the first country led by a woman and remained in that position until recently when German Chancellor Angela Merkel was chosen by that country. While Lady Thatcher had a short political relationship with President Carter, her most close affiliation with the United States was during the years that President Reagan was in office from 1980 to 1988. As early as 1975, she questioned the then fashionable idea of détente. Soviet communism, she argued, should not be accommodated, but it should be overcome. Not many people in the Western world would agree with her except for President Ronald Reagan, who was just then an ex-governor from California with a dream of running for president. After a number of speeches, the Soviet Red Army newspaper called Red Star christened her the Iron Lady. In doing so, it intended to make a satirical comparison with Otto von Bismarck, the 19th century Iron Chancellor of Germany, and to paint her as rigid and harsh. She loved it because iron means strong, and she proved that she had graduated before she had even become prime minister into world politics. After more than 11 years in power, Lady Thatcher left office against her own wishes, without an electoral defeat, because her own party tossed her out as prime minister. The article by Charles Moore states in summary that she preached a gospel of self-discipline, free enterprise, and national autonomy. I am looking forward to seeing Meryl Streep in the new movie, The Iron Lady. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think as Europe implodes and the West, including this great country, suffers economic woes, that it's time to re-examine Lady Thatcher's legacy and her gospel of self-discipline, free enterprise, and national autonomy? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.